Today I'm presenting on GIS and HIV, guidelines and tools for integrating mapping and surveillance. And Healthy People 2010 goal was to increase the proportion of all major national, state, and local health data systems that use geocoding to promote nationwide use of geographic information systems at all levels, otherwise known as a GIS. Our objectives today are to briefly define and review GIS and GIS concepts, describe why GIS should be incorporated into HIV surveillance, and to describe the policies and procedures manual for integrating GIS and HIV surveillance data. Some common terms that we should go over briefly before we get started, and these will be relevant for the other presentations as well, so we'll just put them up front. GIS is a computer system consisting of hardware and software used to store, manipulate, and analyze, model, and display spatially and non-spatially referenced data. Geocoding is the process of assigning latitude and longitude to a point based on a street address, city, state, and zip code. And census tract is a standard area used by the U.S. Bureau of the Census for purposes of counting the population, and each contains about roughly 4,000 people. So why should we incorporate GIS into HIV surveillance? The NCHHSTP external consultation on addressing social determinants of health in December of 2008 and the external peer review in April of 2009 both called for better surveillance data on social determinants of health. SDH are generally not collected on persons diagnosed with HIV as part of routine HIV surveillance. Social, economic, and cultural factors associated with risk or exposure to disease are also often related to geographic location. Spatial analysis has not normally been applied to HIV surveillance data in geographic units other than states, counties, and metropolitan areas, otherwise known as MSAs. Currently, the smallest geographic area of analysis for national HIV surveillance data is at the county level, and only limited demographic information has traditionally been collected by surveillance. Small area analyses can enhance relevance and utility of data, provide maximum flexibility for public health programs in meeting data requests. A powerful feature of GIS is the ability to link data from different sources. For example, census data can be linked with spatial data to provide information on socioeconomic indicators down to the census tract. Spatial data at the census tract level are beneficial at the national level for local and for local areas. Spatial data can be used to assess the geographic distribution of HIV, social determinants of HIV, and the relation of HIV to other diseases and healthcare resources. Geographic and social determinants of health analyses are enhanced by census tract level data, which allows more accurate SDH assignment and identification of high density disease pockets of the epidemic within a jurisdiction. Whereas state and county boundaries are too large and therefore can be imprecise in terms of disease distribution. In April of 2006, the CDC sent out a grant announcement whose stated purpose was to provide funds for sites to demonstrate and evaluate methods for spatially linking existing HIV surveillance data with other data sets to enhance epidemiologic, analytic, and technological capacity at the local, state, and national levels. Three participating states, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, routinely geocoded HIV surveillance data to the census tract level. These data were then securely and routinely transferred to CDC and incorporated into a standardized HIV surveillance data set. This multi-state data set can be further integrated with other data sources, which is a subset of the national HIV surveillance data. So these data were not actually stored with the main national HIV surveillance data. We kept them in a separate file. One major goal of this project was to develop a policies and procedures manual on how to integrate GIS into HIV surveillance. The audience for the manual is HIV surveillance managers at the state level, although we expect this manual will be useful for other GIS users. This manual provides surveillance programs with necessary guidelines and tools to geocode and manage geographically referenced HIV surveillance data. to link surveillance data with appropriate external data sets, create more effective maps that describe the geographic distribution of address of residents at diagnosis for HIV cases and related services to protect the security and confidentiality of the surveillance data, and contribute accurate data to the National HIV Surveillance System. However, this manual is not a tutorial or a how-to for GIS. There are many products already available to the states on how to use GIS, and this is to take it one step further. The manual starts out with a roadmap. The roadmap to GIS competency is a resource for training and information to help build the competencies needed by state HIV surveillance programs. It provides suggested steps for integrating GIS into HIV surveillance activities, as well as the tools to evaluate whether the state HIV surveillance program can incorporate GIS into the program. The roadmap identifies the resources needed for successful program development and implementation. The policies and procedures manual is organized into five sections that follow the flow and outline of the roadmap. These five sections include staffing and technical needs, preparation of HIV surveillance data for geocoding, geocoding data, evaluation of geocoded data, and managing and using the geocoded data in a GIS. While the roadmap serves as an evaluation tool, the manual provides the necessary information for a state to geocode HIV surveillance data to the census tract level and to share these data with CDC. The manual will take a program through each stage in the process of GIS integration. Project members from Washington, Colorado, and Virginia have worked with CDC staff at the Division of HIV Prevention to write the manual based on current grant experience. We then asked for several external reviewers from within CDC and state and separately funded cities to provide feedback on the document. Some of you might in this room might have even been asked or familiar with Sun. We had several Sun members evaluate the manual and provide feedback. And currently we have the manual with CDC editors and expect the manual to be ready by midsummer. So in conclusion, SDH data have been difficult to obtain in HIV surveillance. GIS has the ability of helping us to incorporate these data and get a better picture of disparities. To fully utilize these data, we need to be routinely collecting this across the United States. And this manual should help the states collect and share these data. I'd like to acknowledge all the project members and the Sun people as well. They're not listed on here, but for evaluating the manual and our editors at CDC. Thank you.